Please take a deep breath. Please find the stillness again. We are in Karnak. It's early morning. You all just had the opportunity to be in the shrine of Sekhmet for about 10 minutes each, observing, absorbing, feeling, experiencing an energy and love that is beyond explanation. Sekhmet Ir is a living being from the Hathors and the only one discovered. The locals fear it, but we do not, because we know what is true, the energy of the Hathors and Sekhmet. Feel yourself with her now. Close your eyes. This did not end. You are still with her, and she is still with you, and she will continue to be with you. Loving you, clearing you, allowing for blessing and healings from within you to her, from her to you, in a multidimensional state of light and being. You are with her now, just as you have been a moment ago in the dark room with small groups, standing in reverence and stillness in unexplained words. Breathe and be with her as you just has been in physical with her. We are in the energy of the Hathors. And let us hear more from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just found this channel, we are still in Egypt, in a massive group of temples called Karnak. The group has also just been to a very small dark room to see that which is a statue, but it's a living statue of Sekhmet. In these few moments, I'm going to do something I've done before. And because in honor of Karnak and the size, the achievement, the intent, we're going to build a temple of our own. But before that, in honor of who we have just seen in this group and the living statue of Sekhmet, I wish to allow someone else to speak first.
So I greet you all with the vision that is within you. I honor your presence as you came before me and looked into your heart. And as I did, you looked into my heart. And I assisted in allowing whatever is no longer yours to pass by and amplifying all that is yours to be made magnified for you. It is time. It is time now to be present with you. It is time now for you to step forward. It is time now for you to anchor the energy of illumination into your heart. It is time now to anchor your step forward. As I looked into your heart, it will not be the same. There are those that have given me a bad reputation of killing many people. I did not. I only helped them integrate and release what no longer serves. For I am here to be present with you in the coming world. I am here as you in the coming world. I bring forth the sword of light to strip away anything and amplify all that serve you. You are the illuminated ones. When you came before us now, when you came before me now, you saw, you felt, you breathed your own lungs filling with the illuminated air that is around me. I have been called fierce. I am fierce with passion for this humanity. I was here long ago, even longer than you think. For I ask you not to think. I ask you to open your heart to be the benevolent, passionate being that you are. And as you are that benevolent, passionate being, all of your gifts, all of your innate, all of your abilities, all of your vibration will be raised to match that intention. I have not been called love often, and yet I am. You see my emblem giving power and presence to the leaders, the pharaohs, and the gods. That is what I do with you. As I present the energy, hand to heart, for you. Hand to heart. To be you and to acknowledge you. For you, there is no accident. There is only truth. Your divine presence is requested on this planet. Thank you for stepping up to the plate and not stepping back, thinking of yourself as small. You are not. You are indeed fulfilling your mission and purpose. And we'll step into it even more now. And for that, dearest, I am grateful. I am present in you now. Arikonumakia ni naso akia toshata. Ola akaunukisha tupa iati. O akinio maka lechnia asinomatsiakia. Osha. O chachinne asin mo achinu machania achinu machana nisache alekha unaka osha. You are the love of this planet. It is a fierce love. Trust you understand with your heart, and that we bid you to be the love that you are, always.
And so we continue, dear ones. We are in a public place. And no better place for this particular message and channel. 2 years ago, we gave a channeling about a temple that you would build, a metaphoric one for yourself. The temple would be you, and it would encompass all of you, including your soul. And the metaphors would be this, is what is your foundation, and what will be your pillars, and what will be the roof, the ceiling. So the structure indeed is you, but a metaphoric you. And when we did it before, dear ones, it was understandably perhaps what you would expect. But now it isn't. Much has happened, even in the 2 years on your planet, to change that which is what many think should not be changed. If you would ask the major belief systems of this planet how things work, they would say, here is how they work, here are the rules, this is what the prophets have said, and this is what we do. And there would be no variance at all from those things. And now there is. Part of the controversial nature of what I speak of is the fact that even some of the basic things are starting to change. But specifically, the relationship of the human being to spirit, to God. The veil is starting to lift. And what that means is you are starting to see far clearer. Even what the ancients told you are now starting to clear, and you're starting to see better paths. And the relationship becomes more personal. A two-way relationship becomes more achievable. So the building of the temple that you're going to do right now in this brief time is going to be far different than it ever was before. You already know the pillars. What's missing is what's on top and the bottom. The pillars, as you recall, are four. And they're going to be love, compassion, patience, and strength. Already those pillars are different than the ones before in another channel that we gave in a similar place 2 years ago in Egypt. What is your foundation? This will be the greatest change, the foundation of your pillars. Of that ceiling and all of the things that are going to be put upon those pillars and the roof. The foundation, you would say, well, it has to be truth, or it has to be faith, or perhaps it has to be God itself. Perhaps the foundation would be your soul. And this time, the foundation is not going to be any of those. Listen to these changes, for they reflect a personalization, a practicality of who the old soul is and what you're here for. Who the old soul is and what you're here for. The foundation to the entire temple today will be personal relationships with others. And the foundation will be building bricks and blocks, not one slab, not one huge stone that you might expect. And you might say, well, how will that hold up the pillars? Dear ones, listen to this. Because the relationship you would have one to another, to the family, to those around you, the patience you would have, the compassion, the love, the strength, all in the building blocks of the foundation echoing the four pillars. Lightworker, listen. How you act with others is exactly the energy of what's going to happen on the planet. You cannot climb anymore into a dark place and say what you wish to say and worship what you want and then come out, because people don't see anything in you besides the fact that perhaps you worship. but it's how you interact with other people and how you treat them and how they go from that place changed. That's what is different. And so this foundation of this temple that you're going to build for yourself is going to be built on relationships with others and the interchange of compassion and kindness that you have with one another. How have you affected those around you? When you go back home, with all the countries represented here, how do you present yourself? That's the foundation. That's how you change lives one to another. That's how you show God in you. That's how you show people you have a soul which perhaps is different, without giving them any facts or figures or rules or belief systems. It starts with the personal relationship you have with those around you. For humanity will grow in this way, and the light will shine in this way. It's the bricks, dear ones, many of them, that is going to make the foundation of this temple of yours. Old soul, light worker. Let's finish with the roof. That which is placed upon the pillars must be strong, but what does it do? It shields, does it not? But it does something else in this case. It's a two-way roof ceiling. What is it when you look up to it? It's a ceiling. When you look down from above, it's a roof. Let's make it the same thing, dear ones. When you look up, it shields you, but it has light. It must have light in order for you to see clearly. For you're not going to cover your temple and make it in the dark. Those days are over. The veil lifts. And you're going to see far clearer now than you ever did. So that temple must be lit. And it's going to be lit from the ceiling that you put there. And that ceiling is going to glow with your light. The roof, as you look down upon the temple, to others as they look at your temple, they will see light. So that roof, that ceiling, that enormous thing that goes on the pillars is going to be your light, dear ones. And that's what people will see as they approach you. The strength, the love, the compassion, the interrelationships that you have, and the glowing light that lets them see as well. Blessed is the human being who understands these metaphors and this principle, that carrying a light is just that. People see the light. They don't see a doctrine. They see a light in you, and it makes them want to know more. Do they see joy or not? Are they welcomed or not? Are you available when someone needs you or not? Most of you are. And it starts that, a chain of reaction where you start to see how it affects other people. And you start to see even those you thought were untouchable, such as your children or your mates, start to then relax a little because they don't see you preaching, they see you living. They see how it works. They see a change in you. They see less worry. They see less aging. And they start to ask the question, how do you do it? And that's when you get a chance to open the temple and let them in and say, take a look. It has to do with light, compassion, love, and very little else, dear ones, because all of those together create a very, very strong soul. This is the beginning of a new planet. It is the beginning of a change, even in some of the most rigid rules. And you'll see it happening soon. These are the ways that we teach, and they're not disruptive. They're gentle. They're beautiful. They're compassionate, filled with love. Let the strength of the creating energy of Sekhmet today show you that there really, truly is more here than you think. And so it is.